threats of dire predictions cause us to withdraw in vain. May your blazing phoenix spirit protect the church again. God of rainbow, fiery pillar, leading where the eagle soars. We, your people, ours the journey, now and ever, now and ever, now and evermore.
Here at MCC Portland, children are welcome to stay with us throughout the service, but if the children want to join one another, we do offer a children's ministry during this time. And if you will follow Ruth and Hannah, who are going kind of backwards, but now they're coming this way. Woo! Hi, Hannah! Yay! Before we get started this morning, we are honored to have some special guests in the house. All of you are special. We'll clear that part up first, okay? And if this is your first time in this church, I particularly want to just welcome you and say, this is not normally how we do the sermon, but we have a conference every 3 years, and so generally the Sunday after conference, our general conference, where we gather about 1,300 of us from all over the world, it's kind of fun to tell you all a little bit about it if you weren't able to make it. I'm blessed this morning especially to have the Reverend Michelle Carmody in our midst. I had the privilege of working with Michelle when I was the interim in Seattle, and sometimes we bumped heads. Yes, Gail says we're both hard-headed, but I just want to say, particularly, I love this woman, and I'm so privileged that she is here this morning. Welcome, Reverend Michelle Carmody. We also welcome Reverend Betty Pedersen and her wife, Sheila Gilmore. You've heard of their travails, but these women, their faithfulness, their car broke down in Roseburg, and they made it to Victoria, Canada for the conference. And they are here visiting us, and we welcome them to our congregation this morning. Our church is governed by the governing board, of which you got a little bit that I was elected to, and I'm very humbled by that. But we are led by a group of spiritual elders who pastor us, who guide us, and who nurture us. And in the house this morning, is the Reverend Elder Hector Gutierrez, one of our elders here. Since May of 2003, Reverend Elder Hector Gutierrez has been the Director of Ministry and Development in Ibero-America. He's been ordained in our denomination since 2005. And I can't wait for you to hear the few words he is going to share with us as part of this gathering, because when the man speaks, we hear the voice of our God. Please join me in prayer. Oh God, I ask that you bless each one of us here this morning, and as we speak, that the words that tumble from our mouths, God, that they be your words, and that they be the words the people need to hear this day. Amen. So my experience always at General Conference, and again today, is to just come back so filled with the reality that this little church on 24th and Broadway is just a tiny part of the body of the Universal Fellowship of Metropolitan Community Churches. We got to meet men and women from Hong Kong, from Malaysia, from the Philippines, from South Africa, from South and Central America, Brazil and Mexico, from the United States, from Canada, from England. Oh, the wisdom that pours out of Germany. I cannot even tell you how blessed we are in this denomination. And it reminds me that all of the disciples were of varied lives and classes and understandings of what it meant to be a Jew when Jesus walked up to them and said, "Follow me." And like them, so many of us have said, we see Jesus in this denomination. We see the face of God in the people that are gathered and see the possibilities of what MCC offers in this community in Portland, Oregon, but in communities all over the world. We meet people who've had to flee their countries because they were going to be killed. And the only reason that people knew that they were gay or lesbian was because they had the courage to stand up and say, in the ways of one man, woo, here I am! At the ages of 18 and 19, these heroes are standing up for their brothers and sisters in the world and saying, I belong. I am a face of God in my country. I bring back to you a little bit of that. You're part of an amazing worldwide work. Lest you ever, ever forget it, MCC Portland is just a dot on the world map. And you are filled with people. This world is filled with people just like us who believe in the prophetic mission of this ministry. We were blessed to take Maya Amelia on her trip to her first general conference, and so I invite her up to tell us a little bit about what her experience was at the conference.
So for those of you who don't recognize this part of my face, it's because I'm back there usually. And I got the honor of working in as part of the tech crew for the 2016 National Conference. And it was hectic. And there were many prayers and moments of silence. But the thing that they really, that opened my eyes is if you didn't get to see it, we had a live webcast of every service and every board meeting every day. And that was all of the PowerPoints, every prayer, every song that was sung was live on this website that we had up. And I really think we could do something like that here, because some people can't get to church anymore. And how are we going to get Jesus to them if they can't get here? It's 2016, and we have so much new technology that people like me, who just walk around with iPhones all day looking for magical creatures on our phones, we know how to use it, and we'd very much like to help you get even more people here or find a way to get people to Jesus. And if that means they're in a hospital or they're stuck at home and they're bedridden and they can't make it here, Jesus can make it to them. And if they need to hear a song to do that, if they need to hear a sermon, then we can have the equipment here. We can broadcast it to them no matter where they are. It's going to be a little hard because new technology is scary. And we need to get people that are like me, who are young and a little dumb and only spend most of their time on computers. And that's going to be a little bit of a challenge, because people my age don't like to go to church. We're a little afraid of it. We grow up in a time where the church doesn't like you if you don't not like gay people. We live in a time where I can't walk across the street if there's a cop on the other side. So I need your help to get more people like me here so that we can get more people like you out there. Yeah. Thank you.
She's my niece. I'm a little proud of her right now. Reverend Elder Hector Gutierrez, please.
Can you imagine better way to begin my vacation time worshiping with you here in Portland? I'm not. It's impossible. Well, thank you for the warm Welcome, Kimberly. And as many of you know, I'm from Mexico. And I'm in charge since 2006 of our emerging churches and our affiliated churches in Latin America. I just have this small amount of work since Mexico to the southern cone in America Latina, Argentina, Chile, the Caribbean island, and Spain and Portugal. Just keep me busy some days, not all days, of course. And I have a lot of time to enjoy my partner, Juan, in Guadalajara. Well, this week has been intense in many ways for MCC, but for me, it's clear the message that the Holy Spirit and God tell us in the better way. We have this opportunity for transformation. We can think that this is a transitional time in our denomination. No, it's a transformation time. You know, I'm so excited. We are in Cuba. MCC is in Cuba. We have presence there. And if you have the opportunity to visit our churches, we have just 12 affiliated churches in Latin America and 37 emerging churches. It's the fastest growth in MCC, and it's not because my ministry, but because our leaders, our people that love to be MCC, and they are eager to have an inclusive, radical inclusive church in their communities. In Cuba, we have a lot of possibilities. It's a huge opportunity for MCC to be transformation for them, to show a different face of God to them. Well, thank you. And I hope that you will pray for our churches. You know, I ran for this amazing experience to offer myself as moderator. And my main goal was to have, even in that moment, clear for MCC that we are a global denomination. And I thought, well, my English is not good enough for many people. I'm from Mexico, and you know, with Donald Trump now, that is against Mexico. Even I got one question one day. Hector, what do you think if you become the MCC moderator and Donald Trump wins as president? And I try to be polite in my reply. My reply was, well, I trust that the Americans are wise enough to pick the right one. And I'm praying for that. Thank you. And I hope that you someday are willing to visit our churches and to meet our people and to see what is the reality. They love to be MCC. Thank you.
So I'm Gail Bumala, for those who don't know, and I am privileged to be one of the lay delegates for this church to the General Conference. And my job when I went there was to represent the best interests of this church in voting for the measures before us, the candidates before us, and the most exciting thing of all, which I'm just going to touch on, was the new statement of faith. One of the things I learned at conference, I spent this conference in a motor cart because I have a really bad spine and I have a lot of pain. And I said, I'm not going to go to conference and be in constant pain. That's just not going to happen. So I took my cart with me. That was I didn't know that I had this superpower. But I gained a new superpower. It's called invisibility. But that's for another day. because when Enrique and Nathan get back, we're going to find a mutually agreeable date and have a post-conference forum, since I wasn't able to get my act together for a pre-conference forum. I did have a lot of input from people who are, you know, interested in the polity of the fellowship, and so that was good, but I think that we need to have some more conversations, and I'm very excited about that. The most exciting thing of all was that we adopted a new statement of faith. And I know Nathan wants to spend some time on that, but I want to spend a moment on it because this is just the most exciting thing and most interesting thing that we've done. Because when we began this denomination, you know, for the last almost half a century, we have operated on a statement of faith that was really just it was a statement of our old time religious roots. Now, that's not bad. It's worked for us. It's been a good statement of faith, but it needed to grow and expand with the growth of our denomination, with the development of our spirituality, with our new understandings of who we are in God's creation. And we wanted to have a uniting document, because that's something that we haven't had as a fellowship. We haven't had a document that all the churches agreed on, came together on, other than bylaws, a uniting document that stated something about our faith and where we are today and hope to go in the future as a denomination. And I will tell you, this document passed overwhelmingly. This is a statement of who we are as UFMCC. It was put together by a global international group of people who have over the years had many fears and trepidations. We've had knockdown, drag-out fights. These people came together and crafted this document. They took input from everybody who wanted to give it. They had so much input from around the world, and they brought it together. They distilled it. They're people from different faith backgrounds. And I want to share with you the document that we came to. We didn't change it on the floor. And I want to say, what's interesting is somebody said, you know, in the scriptures that we have today, later, the disciples go with Jesus across the waters and they forget to take bread. And Jesus says to them, beware of the yeast of the Pharisees. And it was interesting because as we were discussing the document, someone came up and said, well, you know, when this gets translated into my language, how are we going to make sure it's translated correctly and that we don't make a mistake? And this man that I love dearly from Stuttgart came bouncing up and said, translate it, do it, understand it, make it yours, you know. Every jot and tittle doesn't have to be followed. This is a living, breathing document. Make it work for you. And because I know I have some questions just about some of the language, and it's like, oh, just like we inclusify different translations of the Bible, and it may mean, you know, the words we use are important. They all hold meaning, but having the words be a little flexible doesn't make it invalid, because each of us understands these things differently. We're all growing in our relationships to God, and this is what this is about, I think. I know that the theology I came into this church with is nothing like the theology I have now. It's still inside of me, but I feel like, you know, it's expanded, it's grown, it's amazing. It's like our understanding of the universe has changed in the last 10 years with Hubble, you know, showing us that there are billions of galaxies. I mean, who knew? So, the MCC Statement of Faith, the preamble. Metropolitan Community Churches is one chapter in the story of the church, the body of Christ. We are people on a journey learning to live into our spirituality while affirming our bodies, our genders, our sexualities. We don't all believe exactly the same things. And yet, in the midst of our diversity, we build community, grounded in God's radically inclusive love for all people. We are part of an ongoing conversation on matters of belief and faith, shaped by Scripture and the historic creeds, building on those who have come before us. Our chapter begins when God says to us, "Come, taste, and see." Now I'm going to interject a little commentary on that because that's kind of where I tripped up a little. Come taste and see. Does that include everybody? But, you know, they're including some poetry. It's scriptural, you know. We say it. We sing it sometimes. Come and taste, see that God is good. And, of course, in this context, see means to experience. Experience God. Understand God, receive God. And so we can say, come taste and receive, come taste and experience, come do something together and live in this community. And there are commentaries with the Statement of Faith. If you will look it up online, you'll find these commentaries all about it, the documents that they drew from, the people they consulted. And now I'll continue, sorry, with my editorializing. Our faith, come taste and experience Jesus Christ. You invite all people to your open table. You make us your people, a beloved community. You restore the joy of our relationship with God, even in the midst of loneliness, despair, and degradation. We are each unique, and we all belong, a priesthood of all believers. Baptized and filled with your Holy Spirit, you empower us to be your healing presence in a hurting world. We expect to see your reign on earth as it is in heaven, as we work toward a world where everyone has enough. Wars cease, and all creation lives in harmony. We affirm your charge to all humanity to care for the land, sea, and air. Therefore, we will actively resist systems and structures which are destroying your creation. With all of creation, we worship you, every tribe, every language, every people, every nation. We know you by many names, Triune God, beyond comprehension, revealed to us in Jesus Christ, who invites us to the feast. Amen.
And next I'd like to invite Sir Robin Hickson.
Well, I have to admit, I'm not much of a speaker. But I've always enjoyed the general conferences I've went to in the past, and this year was exceptionally diverse. Such diversity of having so many people joining UFMCC from around the world. It was impressive during the week, and all the different speakers and the plenaries were phenomenal. In the beginning of it, I pretty much played in the way of working with registration. That way, I really got to meet a lot of people the first 3 days of conference. It was really nice. And then again, the diversity was just phenomenal. And also, Hector betrothed on me the responsibility of being Mariella's driver and tour guide while there. So first, you know, I'm used to some protocols and that thing, but it only took about an hour and a half with Mariella to become and feel like you were almost her sister. She was so casual and easy to get along with. And that whole day we spent in the Bouchard Gardens, and it was just magical. And also her speaking that day was also magical. She is a very person-to-person speaker. It was truly phenomenal to have her speak for us at General Conference. Anyway, that's my take on it. Don't want to ramble on because I really can't. I'm too much of an introvert. Anyway, thanks again. And yeah.
Portland was well represented at the conference, along with the five of us. Hector, you're one of us today. So along with the five of us, Enrique Andrade was also there. And to see a member of your church be the translator for Mariela Castro, the daughter of Raul Castro of Cuba, I have to tell you, kind of made me a little proud. Jody and Lynn were there as well. I will share before I close. As many of you know, my dad was a diplomat during the Cold War, and now that he's passed, we can stop using the code word diplomat, and I'll just tell you my dad was a spy. To be sitting in the General Conference listening to the daughter of Raul Castro speak about the benefits of the Communist Party, my daddy was rolling in his grave, let me tell you. I just had to just laugh on that one. Portland, we're a little younger than this denomination. By our next General Conference in Orlando, Florida, start planning now, it is in Orlando, Florida. By our next General Conference, MCC will be 51 years old. That's a baby organization in the life of many denominations. We're going to be 50 years old. Like the disciples after the death of Jesus, we wondered what was next. What's going to happen? How are we supposed to go forward? And what the disciples learned and what we learn is Jesus Christ rose. Jesus Christ is alive, and therefore there are disciples awaiting, apostles awaiting the good news. We are called to be those disciples and the apostles. We are called to be people who open the doors to those who have yet heard the good news of the inclusive love of God. Jesus said to Peter, "You are upon the rock. You are the rock upon which this church will be built." God says to the people of MCC in Portland and all over the world, "You are the rock upon which I intend to bring about the dominion of God on earth." It is a mantle that I think we can all joyfully share together. Amen.
Amen.